Time for our Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham. As we talk about Midwestern State soccer, Midwestern State will be at Stang Park on Wednesday night to take on St. Edward's, coming off two impressive wins this past weekend at Frisco as Midwestern State wrapped up its non-conference campaign with a 4-2 win over Northwest Nazarene and then a 2-0 win over Western Oregon. And my first question to Coach Meacham is, how you doing?
I'm good.
Because you didn't make the game on
Thursday,
right?
I did not make the game on Thursday.
You're not feeling very well.
Patty took the boys and obviously did a fantastic job.
He's 1-0 now as the head coach.
He is. When Elder got sent off the one day when I was coaching, I was not as fortunate as Patty. Patty's already better than me.
So John Wooden once said that on game day, he felt like that was the easy day, that his job was done. He had to do his job in preparing the team for the game. Do you kind of feel that way about – and I realize it's two different sports, but is a head coach's job primarily done before game day?
I mean, I would probably agree to a certain extent. There's a lot of stuff that already has to be done before match day. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand that a lot. But obviously this game, both teams and their scouts and both coaching staffs and everybody does their due diligence to kind of offset each other. So there's always some tweaks and things you got to do. And obviously Patty made some tweaks, as you guys can see in the stats and stuff like that, and had fixed a few things and changed some shape a little bit in that match. And obviously it came out then victorious at the end. He motivated Parker a little bit more in the second half.
Apparently he did quite a bit to motivate Parker, who scored 4 goals in the second half and 3 really in succession.
Just a
crazy amount of time he had a hat trick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Patty's been fantastic with Parker ever since he's been here. I mean, he's told him on multiple occasions that there's going to be a day or two that he scores 4 or more goals. And it's hard to maybe believe that as a player sometimes, but when you know your staff feels that strongly about you, and then you kind of reward them back with achieving that and accomplishing that with what they kind of see in you, and obviously it just makes it a whole lot better.
I kind of want to jump off that, because what does this do for Parker going forward?
I mean, I would hope that it just gives him more confidence and more time to show. I mean, if you go all the way back, now this is a big, big difference, but you kind of go all the way back to when Mede was a freshman. He didn't score a lot really early, and then he got a hat trick against UTPB, and then he just kind of took off. So you're kind of looking at it where you get the very next day, Parker gets the assist on the second
right.
goal, and he kind of gets it. So you would think that maybe hopefully this would kind of show him and kind of fill him with kind of confidence and things like that to kind of lead the team and push the team forward and obviously keep challenging himself and pushing himself forward.
Do you need that from him?
Yeah, we need that from everybody, but most certainly Parker. I mean, him being our captain and him being our, you know, kind of our ultimate leader. You know, you want your leaders to be confident and be able to verbalize what they want to do and obviously show what needs to be done, and he's been able to do that.
That was an impressive win over Northwest Nazarene, because you came from behind to win that game. Parker, obviously, that's going to be a memorable game. It
yep.
goes down in MSU history.
Yep.
But maybe even more impressive was the way you beat Western Oregon. They had not been giving up a lot of goals, and you got a clean sheet against Western Oregon,
and you
beat them 2-0.
Again, I mean, obviously, I wasn't there on Thursday and Friday, so, I mean, I'm kind of giving this whole week to Patty and AJ and those guys.
Do I need to do a podcast with Patty?
We might need to get Patty in here. I mean, I might be the wrong person to talk to.
I'd need a translator.
Yeah, I can help you with that. but, yeah, no, I mean, we had watched earlier in the week and did some scouts and things like that, so we had good ideas of what we do, and we kind of had an idea of how we could tweak things if need be. And obviously he felt that things needed to be tweaked and we could set up a different way because they set up a certain way for us to be super successful. And I mean, he hit everything to a T. So
do you see Patty as a future head coach?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, he could do that for sure.
If he were to go on and do that, that would be, I guess, if you really want to go, it'd be part of Doug Elder's coaching tree. But because you would be under Elder.
Yeah,
and then,
that's fine. I mean, hey, I
no, you
I
were give, looking at me like I was of, from Mars.
No, I give a lot of credit to Elder and guys that I coach for, and obviously Patty played for Elder, and then he played for me. So then I was with Elder. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of differences. There's a lot of similarities. I mean, he's kind of obviously he's Irish, as everybody knows, and he was brought up a little bit tougher, like myself and Elder were. So I mean, he's got a lot of that kind of going for him. So he's a little bit old school in that way, even though he's like super young. He's
kind of an old soul a little bit though, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean he's a guy that's played at extremely high levels back home. He came over here and was our skipper for 3 years. So I mean, there's no reason why he won't be extremely successful here while he's here, and then, you know, extremely successful if he goes somewhere else, or if he takes over here, or if he whatever he decides to do. I mean, he's going to be extremely successful.
You've obviously had an impact on him. Has he had an impact on you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when he came in as a player, he had an impact. He was able to do a lot of things, and we were able to rely on him in a lot of different ways. And just like I am now, I'm able to rely on him in a lot of different ways. Like I said, on Thursday when I couldn't go, and I knew I couldn't go on Thursday morning, like I never even I didn't worry one time.
You're comfortable.
100%.
I mean,
I didn't even call Kyle. I mean, I couldn't. I mean, obviously, I couldn't talk. I was not in a very good way. But yeah, I didn't even.
I mean, I don't think Kyle would have had any.
I mean, there's nothing he could have done.
There's no real other option.
There's nothing he could have done. But like, I didn't even once think, oh, I wonder how this is going to go. I mean, not even one time. I know the boys trust him. I know I have a lot of trust in him. I know the staff has a lot of trust in him. I know the university has a lot of trust in him. So I didn't once doubt it for a second. Now, obviously, you don't know if you're going to win every match, just like no one does, but I never once worried about what was going
to
happen.
By the way, we're not ready to chase off the guy who's won 79% of his games here.
That's not 80, though.
It may be soon, though. It could be just in another week or two, it could be 80.
We'll see. But only one loss, and that all goes away.
You've got St. Edward's and Texas A&M International coming up before we talk again. But let's talk about Wednesday night's game against St. Edward's. First of all, before we do that, let me just ask you, you take the non-conference as a whole now that you've played, mm-hmm. particularly with the way you've played these 2 weeks. Do you feel like the team's starting to hit its stride? Are you where you wanted to be through the non-conference?
I think we now know who we are, what we need to do, how we need to approach each and every day.
So who are you?
I mean, we're Midwestern, and we don't really change our stripes. And maybe with us being a little bit younger earlier, we thought we needed to maybe do a few things a little bit different. And we kind of found out over the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks that we are who we are. We brought the players in for a specific reason, and not to really tweak who we are and what we do. Shapes and systems can be different each individual game and each individual half and that sort of stuff, but like still asking the players to do the same things, requiring them to do the same things, and that's, like I said, that's kind of in our DNA for over 50 years, so we're not going to be.
Part of that's just playing with your hair on fire.
A little, and that's a lot of it is. I mean, it's still a competition, so you still got to be able to outwork your opponent and be able to be, you know, clinical and in the box that you're attacking, and really stingy in the box that you're defending. So, you know, we're trying to, like you said, play with our hair on fire a little bit.
So you got St. Edward's coming in here. I know that you've got a measure of revenge, if not more than that, when you beat them in the conference tournament last year. But when you played them in the regular season last year, you went to Austin, and it was a turning point for the team. And at the moment, we didn't know which way the team was going to turn. It turned out that the team kind of woke up and played better after a 5-0 loss at St. Edward's. But yeah. do you harbor that memory of that match as you get ready to play this one?
No, you respect it. You know, like we've told the boys for years, if you're willing and able to score 5 on somebody, you have to be prepared when someone scores 5 on you. Now, you hope that day never comes, but the day's going to come. Like you're going to catch a couple of punches that you never thought you were going to catch. And I thought it was really, really good for not only me and maybe even the program and the individuals and the collective group at that time, but it's something that it's real. You know, it's not where it's not something you just say and things like that. I mean, it actually happens. So, you know, you're never as good as you are when you win 5-0. You're never as bad as you are when you lose 5-0. But if you're prepared to, if you're willing and you're gonna be prepared to put it on somebody, you're gonna have to be able to take it when somebody puts it on you. So I thought that was a good cut that we took, and I do think it helped us. Obviously, it didn't feel good at the time, and it still doesn't. It never will feel good, but it's always something that you can learn from and respect and keep pushing forward.
What kind of team does St. Edward's bring in here this year?
Oh, it's BY and Corey do a great job down there. So, you know, I mean, they're still pretty young. So they brought back a lot of guys and a lot of the same guys that have felt the highs of the game when we went down there last year, but obviously felt the low of the conference tournament. So, you know, hopefully on our end, we can recreate a low for them. And then not the high for them, you know, so obviously we know we have our work cut out for them and we've got to be prepared to land some punches that are a little bit stronger than the ones that they land, which we know that they'll land a few, and we've got to be able to take them and be able to give some back.
They're dead even in goal differential. They've scored 13 goals. They've conceded 13 goals. They've lost all three matches they've played on the road. They've been outscored away from home 7-3. It does seem as though they're a better team when they're at home than they are when they're the away side.
I mean, I believe that's a lot of college soccer to this point. You know, there's a lot of teams that are much better at home than they are away, and I think it's something that we've got to take advantage of when we're at home, which I would say that we maybe haven't to this point.
Maybe started to turn the corner on that after the first two games.
Yeah, so hopefully we can do pretty well at home on Wednesday with all the support of the students and the faculty and the city and stuff like that. So we'll be able to push forward and start a good trend in the conference instead of not doing it last year.
Is there anything the team learned about themselves in those two games at Frisco that kind of carry over into the conference campaign?
I think so. I mean, I think that we're able to, obviously we can have a not so good start and still be able to come back from it. I think it's a group that now knows, like, hey, this is something that we've talked about from all year, that like this is a squad. It's not just 11 guys. You know, we've got some squad depth, and we've got some guys that we trust that just because you're not starting doesn't mean you're not going to play, or just because you have started doesn't mean you're not starting now that you're still not going to play. You know, so you know, I think it's a group that we've got a good squad that we're going to keep building from and pushing forward and really kind of, like you said, play with our hair on fire and get after it.
You did make. Well, you mentioned that you made several changes, but one that jumps out is Morris was back in goal mm-hmm. on Saturday, so you're still kind of going back and forth on keepers. How do you go about making that decision, who plays in goal?
It's really individual opponents right now. I think when you kind of get into the conference, when you're home and away and way certain teams build and way certain teams attack and how they defend and things like that, where we're going to be on the ball at, how we're going to give the ball away, you know, how are they going to be productive? So I think that really kind of comes down to who's going to play in certain games now.
You go down to Laredo before we talk again on a podcast. And I know you always kind of respect Texas A&M International.
Yeah, no, Claudio has been there for such a long time and has won so many games and things like that and has competed at a high level against us. So, yeah, I mean, I know that they're a group that's always motivated and, you know, I don't mind Laredo. I know it's a far trip, but it's always been. I think it's a nice place. The pitch is real nice. The university is real nice.
I think they've got a great campus.
Yeah, the hotel's super nice that we stay at, and you know, like the location where we go is really good. It's now granted it's far, but it's not anything where it's like it's obviously a tough trip because you're playing against a good opponent, just like the Lone Star's full of them. But it's not something that you're just like, oh, you dread Laredo for.
No, I've been there with
reasons,
basketball a couple of times now, and I kind of like.
Yeah, no, Laredo's a nice place.
Yeah, I think it's got a bad reputation, but I don't quite get it.
No, just like everywhere in Texas is nice for all you people out there.
Well, I've got a couple of places I might submit as not being so nice, but we'll save that for another day. We're glad you're feeling better.
No, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And you'll be out there Wednesday night for this match against the Hilltoppers.
I sure better.
And we want everybody else out there as well.
Absolutely.
Pulling for the Mustangs. As always, Meach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Michael Meacham, the head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. As the Mustangs get ready to start conference play against St. Edward's, they come in with a 4-1-3 record. They're 1-1-1 at home, and they want to see you at Stang Park. So long for now. I'm Pete Stein.